Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
38-0, the Bunnies over the Doggies. And what a great pleasure to welcome once more Jai Arrow to the show. G'day, mate.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Very, very well, thank you. You've gotten over having Chris Hemsworth in the dressing room last week, have you?
Yeah. I was a little bit starstruck last week, but I had to get over that and get on with it and do my job. So, was it on the back of my mind? Probably, but who knows?
How big is he? Is he tall? I mean, would you guys monster him in there? Because he's well built, isn't he?
Nah, he's very well built, Gerds. He's a big boy, and he's actually quite tall as well. I think he sort of towered over. Most of us, and
really?
Bigger as well. So, he's a big boy and probably deceptively big as well. I don't think anyone actually realises until you actually meet him, and I can honestly say I met him and wrapped my arms around him and got a photo with him. So, it was good.
A big cuddle with Thor after a win. How good.
Yeah.
Mate, you needed a cuddle. You needed a bit of a cuddle, didn't you, after that Roosters game? They came after you.
Yeah, they did, and as a footy player, it was so enjoyable, and I love that physical part of the game, and it being my first sort of rivalry game with the two clubs that have been there since day one was very enjoyable, and they did come after me, but I enjoyed that part of the game, and not only that, it sort of the fuel was lit, it being the sort of the rivalry that's been around since day one, so that definitely helped, and it was very enjoyable, as I said.
I think you would have been a Thor boy after that game, actually.
Tough game.
Tough. Someone had to say it.
The old pun. Yeah.
The old pun, brother. Yesterday was a tough game in the first 30 minutes. The Doggies come to play. They tried to unsettle you boys, and it wasn't for a couple of cookies, brilliant moments of brilliance that changed the game.
Yeah, absolutely. And they I thought they played very well. They completed fairly high, and the first half, they were in it the whole way. It's just sort of, we grinded away and did our job. And as you said, it was a bit of individual brilliance from Cookie, getting out of dummy half and sort of showcase what he can do. And then not only that, Cody Walker, I thought, was tremendous as well. And then you had little Adam Reynolds running down the field at the end of the game with that charge down, which was hilarious. He was, I thought he was going to get caught with his little legs running like a little rabbit down the field. But, it was I think the most rewarding thing out of that game was keeping them to 0 points. Obviously, they've had a lot of criticism, with their attack, but I thought we defended well, and that's probably the biggest reward going out of that game was sort of keeping them to 0 points.
Joy, you mentioned Cody Walker there. He got charged today over the forearm on Nick Meaney. Are you concerned by that? And how big an absence would he be next week?
Yeah, look, obviously, Cody, he's been tremendous the past couple, probably all the games we've played. And he's obviously a big presence for our team. But I think we have the depth there. We got a class player in Benji who set up a good try yesterday. So I guess he is a big loss, but we've got a good player in Benji who can, definitely fill in his spot. He's played the 300 games now, and he's an experienced half. So I'm sure he won't be out of his depth. He's been a great player for so long, and he's been great for us this year. So Bags, I'm sure, will fill in that spot great if, Cody's suspended.
He was a bit angry yesterday, Cody. What happened? Did someone give it to him in the sheds before the game or what?
No, that's just him in general.
He
loves it. He loves the fire of the game. And if I don't know if anyone's noticed, he always seems to be in the thick of things when there's a scuffle. So that's just him in general. And he's always there to put his hand up and get stuck into anyone who's having a go at him. So you can't blame him for that. It's just the way he is. And I love it.
John, we had a listener call earlier today, Damien, just talking about Adam Reynolds and his future and saying how important he is to fans. What have you made of? Is it disconcerting at all, unsettling, the notion that contract's still under negotiation?
Yeah, look, obviously for Renault, there's obviously the cloud there of with the contract negotiations. But I think he said it before, but he'll let his footy do the talking. And I'm sure he's done that the past couple of weeks. His kicking game is probably the best in the comp, and he was tremendous. He scored a good try, as I said before, and would it worry him? I don't think there's too much upstairs for that. It'll worry him. So I think he's, I think he'll sort of just let the noise outside, let that sort of keep it to itself, but let his footy do the talking, and he's done that. And, I'm sure the club will do everything they can in their power to keep him, because he's, he's the captain of the club. He's a South junior. He's been there for 10 plus years now. So, all the boys love Renault. He's a bit of a pest and he annoys everyone, but everyone loves having him around.
The Supercoach didn't look overly impressed when he fronted the media yesterday. He said you guys lacked continuity and there was a little bit of ill discipline creeping into the contest as well. What was he like in the dressing sheds? Is he throwing off?
I don't think he was sort of. I made a couple of stupid errors. I face planted on the ground and the ball come out.
What about that? That was hilarious.
Yeah, that's what I said. Casper ankle tapped me, and I think he hit the deck.
And he ripped the ball out. It was a big play.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well done from him. But it was all right. Wayne, after the game, obviously he did speak about silly errors like that, just sort of dropping them into contact, and some of us non-contact, just hitting the deck. But obviously, there was a little bit of ill discipline there at the end of the game. But, obviously, we're going to address that and make sure that, we're hopefully not doing that in a few weeks to come, because, that's what wins your footy games, when you're holding the ball and completing sets. So, we'll address that. And I don't want Wayne. I want me back for another week. So I'll be making sure, doing everything in my power to make sure I'm error-free.
The sauce was good yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, Saucy's been good the past couple of weeks. Obviously, he had that little sort of hiccup where he was left out of the team, and he got his opportunity to come back last week and took it with both hands. And he was great for us last week, and he was great for us again yesterday. So, I'm happy for him. He's a good fella as well, and he's been a good player for many years, and he's definitely proven his worth. That's for sure. The last couple of weeks, scoring a few tries and doing his job, which is running hard, and that's what he's made a career out of, is getting a quick play of the ball and running hard for the boys, and getting some momentum for us.
It's good to have those guys at the back, isn't it? I mean, South's probably been a little bit light on in recent years of just guys bringing the ball back hard from their end with big, strong wingers. It makes your job so much easier.
Yeah, it definitely does. It makes it easier when you got the wingers flying off the back fence, and you don't have to walk back too far to get back into the the attacking line, So definitely makes it easier, and it's definitely handy to have when you got your wingers you got your wingers flying off the back fence, as I said. And they were usually known as footballer friends, but they're actually they're a big vital part of your football team these days. They're big, they're strong, and they're powerful. So the wingers definitely changed over the years.
Muscly touch judge, they used to call them.
Yeah, they're the guys who get the beers for us forwards at the club.
Hey, Joy, Wayne's obviously up against Kevy next week. Do you think he'll want to prove a point? What do you think it'll be like for him? And also you, you're a former Broncos boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I don't know how Wayne will go about that, but I guess you love coming up against your old clubs, and it'll be no different next week with Wayno. I'm sure he'll want to, for us as a team collectively, to put in a good performance and hopefully play some good footy and exciting footy, because we definitely have the team that we can do that, and some people showcased that yesterday. But I don't know whether he'll want to prove a point or whatnot. I'm sure Wayne will just go about his business as he does, and that just coach the way he does. So. I'm not too sure on that one.
First year in the big smoke, Joy. You off to the Easter show?
No, I'm not off to the Easter show. I've actually stayed away from there. I think there'll be too much traffic. So I'll stay away from the traffic and just enjoy myself down in Baruba Beach, drinking my coffees. And
you had too
much temptation as well.
You had too many bad experiences up at the Ecker, have you?
Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
No, I stay away from them.
What's it called up there?
The Ecker. I don't know, yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Come on, mate, get out there. Broaden the wings a little bit.
He's in COVID lockdown, mate, clearly. Guys.
Not can they go? Aren't
you allowed,
are
you?
Yeah, you're
allowed
to go. Mask,
yeah, oh, yeah, no, we can wear a mask. We'll wear a mask.
Okay.
We've got my mask set and ready in the car, so...
Yeah, be compliant, be COVID compliant.
Especially if you're going to play the pokies, yeah. Joy. Put your mask on.
Absolutely. Hey, mate. Great to talk to you as ever. Congratulations on another good result for the Bunnies and for yourself.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
See you, buddy.
See you, buddy.
Jai Arrow.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.